better be free on the 21st, baby.
Yeah, I'm free the 21st.
Join the thing I just sent you.
Okay.
We're gonna kiss.
What?
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice Chat Podcast. My name is Mars from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Red Light Invader.
I'm Andy from Ice Cream Sandwich.
Welcome, Andy, again to the Voice Chat Podcast.
Thank you.
Before we begin, I'd like to first and foremost thank the patrons and channel members. Thank you so much for supporting the Voice Chat Podcast. You mean everything to us, especially thank to you. Rush.
Yeah.
Especially, I just want to thank I'm a Creepy Cookie, Jason Roop, Joshua William Spencer, Pure Spirit Flower, Kikade, and Fluzzy 101. Thank you so much for your incredible amount of support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
If you want to watch this podcast or listen to podcast a week early, make sure to subscribe on Patreon or channel members. And thank you again also to the fan art. Thank you.
Thank you for the fan art.
It looks delicious.
And people who are leaving the 5-star reviews on everything, everywhere, all at once. Great movie. Yeah,
that movie.
Without further ado, thank you coming again one more time, Andy, to the voice chat.
Yay.
And apologies for being so late last time. Oh my gosh.
That's okay. You were doing doctor stuff, right?
I got called in and I was like working. And then I remember waking up and I was like, oh yeah, I've got like a lecture at 6 a.m. And then immediately I was like, wait a minute, there was something else. And I log on and it's like Rush and Laddie angrily messaging me. They're like, you are the worst person ever.
I'm
like,
many death threats. It was great.
Yeah. We had a great conversation.
We were talking.
You had a podcast without me.
Actually,
I was like, man, we should have been recording this.
That's it's like an episode pops out before this one. It's just like you three.
The extended edition.
The extension.
We talked about California stuff. There's a convention that goes around like 24/7 apparently.
Yeah, wait, Frankensons.
What? Oh, yeah.
That one.
There's this collector's store in LA. It's called Frankensons. And literally, when you walk through it, it feels just like you're walking through like a VidCon or like a expo hall, but it's open every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's surely it's not 24/7 there, right?
It's not 24/7.
It's 3 days a week.
Mm. It's open three days a week, but it is open all year round.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
They have old toys. Like they've got anime statues.
They've got everything. They've got anime figures. They've got Pokemon cards, Digimon cards.
Every Keyblade in mankind.
They've got like a lot of random.
You 100% can.
Everyone has their own like little booth that they're selling stuff, but it's all like nerd stuff, so it's awesome.
Can we go there?
I really want to go. I think that's on the list of things we wanted to do.
I believe that's your last day in America.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's a really awesome store.
Well, today's one of my first days in America, so
Hawaii is America.
I'm in the state of Pennsylvania.
God damn it,
Pennsylvania.
It was actually embarrassing before. Again, Andy, you're probably better than me, and Laddie and Rush, hopefully, you're better than me. But I did a quiz on how many states I could name of America, and I got 25. That was like the max I could do, and I was like, man, I am really bad. I'm so sorry.
I mean, don't feel bad. I don't know most of Australia either.
You don't know every province in Australia, Laddie?
I don't.
Cringe.
The ones I knew were the ones that like are memes, like Florida. I knew that one. And
you knew
Texas,
where Texas
like
was?
Because of SpongeBob. Yeah. Like SpongeBob. You know,
he literally turns into Texas.
You can never forget that, you know.
Yeah.
And then so aside from that, I'm currently in Pennsylvania, so I'm just like recording this from America. It feels good to talk to you in the same soil as freedom.
Damn right. You know.
Damn
you're
right.
Finally freedom.
Damn right.
You're finally like in a free country now.
Yeah, welcome to freedom.
Because Australia wasn't.
Andy, again, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. But which state, roughly, you know, which corner? What's your address, Andy? Tell me.
What street you live on?
I'm living in Minnesota and Minnesota Road.
That's the cheat. That's the cheese.
Close to Canada.
No,
yeah, I know. I've said it in my videos before. Like, there was like one video that was like, "Ah, oh, this is the Minnesota State Fair, and I live here." So that's like, I don't mind people knowing.
Okay.
About that.
Okay. Cool. So,
but yeah, I went to Canada illegally once, actually, because it's on the border of us.
Yeah.
We're the one with the little nub on the top next to Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. And me and my mom were like, we went up to like North Minnesota, and then there we were like next to the border, and we were like, should we just go? I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. let's. That sounds fun. And then we did the thing where, like, we went to the border, and then we, like, jumped between. We're like, Canada, America, Canada, America. And then we went back to our car and talked to nobody. And then eventually, like, we were just hanging out in the car for a little bit. And, a border patrol came up. It was like, hey, did you guys talk to anybody? We're like, oh, shit, we just broke the law. But, you know, we're like, no. And they're like, okay, cool. Don't do that again. And they walked away.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then he went back to the line and went, America, Canada.
Canada. Yeah. So, like, it's not like I illegally did, like, a really badass thing, but I can say on a technicality, I jumped over the border.
I wish I could say that about, because, like, I'm from New Mexico, and if you go to, there's a place in Texas that's really close to where I used to live, El Paso. If you, like, just drive in El Paso, you can see Mexico. Like, it's right over there. You can see where the border, like, splits between America and Mexico. And you can see all the, like, it's so weird. You're driving, you're like, that's a totally different country.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, step into it like that because it does have, like, not a wall, but, like, a big fence.
Big fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, that's pretty cool. America's a little bit more tight. Wild. On the
no, that's crazy.
Border.
I love hearing stuff like that because it's just like this invigorates my you know the spirit within me. The other thing that invigorates the spirit within me is like the really rude TSA agents. Man, they are the worst.
They suck.
Yeah.
It's like every time I go to the airport, it's a new rule where it's like you do have to take off your shoes or you don't, or like you do have to take off your belt or you don't. And every time I missed like one of those things, and they're like really exasperated, like they're annoyed that I did. Like, do the thing. And I get it, you're there all day, and there's like a million people that like mess up.
Right.
But like I'm just like I'm not on purpose. Like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I experience the rudeness too, and it sucks.
I think I got spoiled because of the Australian ones are really friendly. They always offer a good chat.
They are. I remember like I didn't need to take off my shoes when I left Australia when we were going through the it's not TSA, is it TSA?
Yeah. You can call it TSA. Not called TSA, but it's
fine. But like I didn't have to take off my shoes or nothing. I was like, really?
I was about to, and the one lady
I was getting ready, and then I saw no one else was, and I was like, maybe I won't.
The lady was like, hey, you don't need to do that here. And I'm like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, man, sorry, America brain.
Such luxury.
And so I stepped in, and I had like, admittedly, I had one really nice guy. He was like, you can't carry like a bottle of water through. And I was like, oh, but there's like a vending machine of water right there. He's like, yeah, well, you should start drinking. And so I just started drinking. And so I started drinking. And he's like, man, that was good effort. I was like, yeah, thank you.
That's sick, though.
I was like, okay, that's cool. I like you.
I love it when the TSA guy is cool. I've noticed, like, if ever I'm going through TSA and I'm wearing, like, anime merch, like, specifically Naruto for some reason,
Naruto's
TSA person
big.
Will always be like, oh, my God, I love your shirt. That's sick.
Dude, the one
I guess if you want to get on the TSA's good side.
Yeah. Naruto.
There's some Naruto merch.
I always point to my arm when they were like, wearing like an anime shirt. It's like, oh, that's cool. And I show my arm, like, check this shit out. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, that's right.
That's so sick. Yeah, that's really cool. You get like a permanent pass on your body.
Yeah.
Instant bonding.
I didn't know Naruto and TSA were like a
But every time I've worn like either a Dragon Ball or a Naruto thing and I went through TSA, I always get a compliment by some airport worker. And I'm like, thank you.
Next time I just like go full on, like wear the headband, like the Akatsuki.
Yeah. Like, you know, you don't even have to take off your shoes.
I look like a literal villain, and they're like, nah, you're cool.
You're cool.
This guy's
guy.
Chill. He's cool.
Yeah.
You should wear a Kotsky garment because those are ninja terrorists.
Oh, oh my gosh. Don't even get me started. Like that, you just, like, I did something really dumb when I was in America. I'm so, this is, like, it's like I laugh at it now, but it's like, it's stupid. So I met up with like a few family members who live in America, and they're all like, younger Muslim females, and they wear like hijabs, and so they just look like the stereotypical Muslim girl. And so they were just like showing me around. They're like, you know, it's America, you know, here's the whatever. And so we, and I was like, can we go to Walmart? They're like, yeah, let's go to Walmart. And I just took a photo of Walmart. I was like, wow. And next it was like a Trader Joe's. I was like, Trader Joe's, that's it. Yeah. It's Trader Joe's.
It's real.
Yeah. And then they were like, they were telling me about a conspiracy that Trader Joe's and Walmart are the same thing, and they just like package them differently. And I was like, what?
That
was like
fully.
Fully engrossed. Anyway, we go into Walmart, and I guess like out of like just pure excitement, I didn't think twice, but I went up to someone in the middle of the store, like one of the workers, with like my very Muslim looking family, and I was just like, hey, where do you guys keep the guns? And this poor worker was just shocked. She looked so scared, and it's that's like so funny. She looks behind me, and it's like 20-year-old Muslim women, and I was like, I sound Australian, I think, and so I was putting on the Australian accent, and I was like, oh no, like we're from Australia. I'm from Australia. I just want to see like a gun, like a pink gun. She was not enthusiastic. She was like, we don't carry that here. And I was like, cap, but I kind of let it go, and I realized I definitely scared her to death. She was clutching onto her walkie-talkie and everything. And
well, definitely. Okay, so one, where do you keep the guns? Such a feral question.
So funny.
That by itself is hilarious. And two, nobody prepped you for this, which is fine, but not all Walmarts have guns.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's like more southern New York. Like, you know, like
in my Walmarts, they did, but at other like Walmarts here, I don't think do.
Except your Pennsylvania. So you might have just scared her because she wasn't expecting that.
They never had guns there.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Awful.
Okay. I mean, like, alternatively. Man. Oh, sorry, go.
No, I was just going to say I would die so quickly in America. Like,
yeah. Where do you keep the guns? So alternatively, you could just walk into any gun range and just, you know, go and like have a gun, and you don't need any licensing or anything.
Correct. Wait, really?
If you wanted to get, yeah. Actually, you know, that it surprised me the first time I went, because they're really just like, you walk up and you're like, hey, we want to shoot some guns. They're like, sure, what do you want? And like, you know, you pick one.
What do you recommend?
And then, you know, if they're like, oh, you're a beginner, you never shot one before, we'll try this one. Like, they're not like, oh, you need to be careful, we should like put you through a class. It's like, oh, here, try this gun. And then you just go in, you buy a bunch of ammo, and then you just shoot. They don't tell you anything. You just can do it.
It's actually, when I went to Gun Range, they're like anime fans. When you go up to them, it's like, it's my first time. They're like, oh, really? You should watch this anime. It's like that kind of thing. It's like, or this one. And they'll be like, be with you the whole time. And like, so you want to hold yourself like this? They want you to like have a pleasant experience. So they have more people with their hobby.
Well, yeah, but I'm brown, Rush. I'm not going to, they're probably not going to be happy about that. I'm asking.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. I do want to shoot a gun. I sound like, I hope no one's listening to me right now recording this podcast.
I promise. And what is shooting a gun?
The poor people living around my Airbnb.
I want to shoot one gun, please.
I just want to like be a fully American, you know, like shoot
we
a gun.
We can go to a shooting range.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They are.
I've never done it either. So that'd be fun.
Oh my god, let's do it. Let's shoot guns, Letty.
I went to America and I shot a gun.
No, that's crazy. No, right now, I'll see if I can, like, if there's one nearby, because I'm in Pittsburgh, but like Pittsburgh City, and I don't think Pittsburgh City has one.
No, maybe. It does.
I don't know.
No, it does.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just going to have some food. Apparently, everyone's been telling me, because I'm in, like, I should get the Philly cheesesteak, and I was like, okay, what is that? And so I'm going to have that. I had a Wahlburgers this morning, and that was crazy.
Wait, would it be halal Philly cheesesteak?
Probably not, but I'll find one. I'll figure
there
it
you
out.
Go. You figure it out. It's Pittsburgh. It's a city.
Well, it's yeah. Well, it's a city that apparently I thought like Pittsburgh was in Philadelphia, so that's why I was like, oh, Philly cheesesteak should be found everywhere. But then Rush promptly corrected me that that's not the case. No. It's Pennsylvania.
No, Pennsylvania has two major cities. Philly and Pittsburgh, and in between is the Amish country. So,
okay, you started telling me about this before the podcast. Now, what is that? I don't know what that. I don't know what
Amish.
It's like these people don't believe in technology.
Well, I don't know what you mean when you say believe, but it's less of like an app. It's more of an abstinence.
Yeah,
like they know it, and then it's less of like a belief.
Correct.
I don't know. Maybe you use believe in a different like.
No,
like,
no, you're basically correct. I'm just saying silly stuff. But yeah,
but
instead of using chainsaws to cut down trees, they use axes. And so instead of cars, they have horse and buggies.
Mm-hmm.
Like horse and carriage, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And, yeah. Instead of lights, like light switch, they have lanterns normally.
Normally. But one time I was in Ohio and they've got an Amish country over there too. And like I saw one of the people with their carriage, but their carriage had LED lights in it. And I was like, I don't think. I think that's very Amish of you.
It's a pimped out horse carriage.
Yeah. It was like blasting music too. I was like, right in Amish country where I've seen the same different like carriage go down. And I'm like, this one's new.
Dude, sometimes they'll show up at Walmart. And I'm like, what are they doing here? They can't be they shouldn't be grocery shopping right now.
Yeah, they do go to Walmart. I like, it's weird. I've seen like a horse, like just in like the, there's like a horse area. Maybe. What? I don't know.
You're taking the Mickey. What are you talking about
taking
right now?
Taking the Mickey.
What does that mean?
No, that just means you're taking the piss. They're taking the, you're the joshing piss? Me.
I'm
you're
pissing. Joshing
oh, me. Josh.
No, this is
how they translate. The rule is like basically no electricity, and I might be wrong with this, but like I think it's like there's different subsets of Amish where like different families will have like different rules. So like some people will be like, okay, yeah, you can, I don't know, go to Walmart or some shit, or like you can have LEDs
out.
In your
yeah.
You can pick your music,
put it down. But like generally the rule is like, yeah, like saws, hammers, nails, and like that's good. You just build and make everything yourself. It's like a frozen period of time. And I'm not sure actually why it exists.
That was gonna be my next question. Like why? Like why do that?
Hopefully somebody else has the answer.
Maybe technology is evil and they're preparing for the AI uprising of robots.
I don't know. I feel like it's like tradition that they've done for so long.
Right.
So it's like, you know.
Yeah, I literally searched why Amish, and I'm like hoping that answers
why Amish.
I'm currently looking at Wikipedia too.
There's like so many stereotypes. Like they would like have massive families, and then they'll just use their families to build houses and stuff. Like
but that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
It's actually earlier when we were saying like it's not a belief system. I might be wrong with that.
Oh, is it a belief?
There's like. It's like a group of traditionalists, and then there's like Anabaptist like, Christian Church fellowships with Swiss German and word origins. They closely related to Mennonite churches. Yeah, so it's like a theology that's like really into simple living.
Fair enough. Not conforming to the ways of the world. Hey,
there you go. Gotcha. You should go hang out with them, Mods. You're really close.
I mean, that's just like a simple like scanning of Wikipedia.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. No, I am a technology boy. I don't think I would mesh.
Show them my cell phone. Just be like, check this shit out.
As in, like, I wonder how that would go. Because it's like, you know, would they be like, oh, this is crazy? Or would they just be like, I don't want to look at that, you know?
I'm pretty sure the second one. Like, they're familiar. They're like aware
I'm sure
of
they're
technology.
Like aware, you know.
Yeah. Because they can go into town and...
I bet teenagers would be really cool. Yeah. Like, they'll be
no,
so,
I'm
like, excited.
I'm like super enthralled. I might actually
can,
read up
like,
on this
have,
afterwards. Yeah.
There's like places where you can have like an Amish experience for like a day or something like that, right? Yeah. Like, I've seen that on TV.
No,
I don't
can.
Know if that's real.
Yeah, but, you can like visit them. My family can, like, and I like went to. They had like a shop that we went and I bought dried apples from them, and it was delicious.
That is awesome.
There's like, and I'm pretty, and like. I don't know. Like, you can't just show up to anybody's, like, Amish settlement. But,
yeah.
Like, you know, like, yeah, there exists Amish families that do stuff like that. Like, hey, come check us out. We have dried apples.
Look, I might, the next time I'm in the Americas, I might give it a crack, you know? I like doing different things. When I was in Boston, I had a lobster roll, and that was different enough, you know?
No, it's different? Crack. What's up? We should do crack.
No.
The real American experience. Yeah. We'll do it right before the gun range.
Brother. So California, am I right, guys?
California.
I heard apparently, like, in the previous VidCons. Now, I wasn't obviously involved in this, but because, you know, we're animators and we're not cool enough. But some of the other YouTube parties did have, like, crack and, hardcore drugs. Yeah. Again, not cool enough to get invited to those, unfortunately. So.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, those people are crazy. I get it when you're, like, a party, maybe at a, you know, a concert, but a convention?
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
That is
wild. Like we ain't at a furry convention. What?
It's like literally there are teenage fans out there. Like what are you doing this for?
Yeah.
It's the funny sugar.
Is California, I mean, one of the first states to legalize marijuana, but not crack.
Crack.
They're not that.
I hope not.
Are you asking for somebody else, Andy?
No.
Just asking, you know, just really.
Minnesota recently legalized marijuana.
So did New Mexico. But, I left by the time they did that.
It's starting to roll out to more states now.
Yeah, eventually it'll. What do you think will be the last state that legalizes it? You think Texas
will be the last state?
Well, it's already like I think medicinally legal in Texas, though.
What's the most like we hate drug state?
I mean, like recreationally legal.
Alaska.
Why?
Wow, there's actually not many states that are here.
Give me that, Matt. Content. Give me that content.
Why Alaska?
That's just funny.
The United States of Weed.
Alaska's fully legal.
Oh fuck. Oh,
dang.
Wow. Okay, so dark green is for recreational. Yeah.
So Winnipeg, Indiana.
Winnipeg
who?
Winnipeg.
What's Wisconsin?
That's Wisconsin. Yeah.
Oh, that's not Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is an American place.
Sorry.
He's not American.
Can't believe he doesn't know American, this guy.
Yeah, why don't you know everything?
You're a doctor.
Winnipeg not a state?
No. It's not a state. But it is a place. So you're like close-ish.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, no, that's a Canadian thing.
I think it's a Canadian
thing. I think so. Okay.
Wow, shows how much I know. Jeez.
I don't know either.
Oh, God.
I thought Winnipeg was when someone has a kink and they ask when...
Stop. What are the three states on the left? I'm trying really hard. But
which ones are on the left? The WA?
The orange ones.
Oh.
Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska?
Yeah.
Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska. Why is Nebraska any? Oh, it's spelled any. Okay, damn.
You like how Wyoming's a perfect square? Isn't that great?
Rusty, show the map on the screen. Just so the audience knows.
Obviously, so we're not just like being
quiet. Yeah, this whole time
it's
showing it there.
We're just looking at the map.
Rusty, bring that up.
What's up?
Yeah, sorry. It's not the Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
For the people
like,
not watching us on YouTube, we're looking at a weed map and
All right, Rusty, spin the map three times and go.
Okay, wait. The map is of USA and each state showcases the level of legalization of weed. I promise it's not just
it's
just weed.
Weed on the map.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
It is crazy to me that like all these like all these states that I've never even heard of are the ones that are like no weed. Like why?
I don't know.
It's silly. Yeah. But it is like that's how like things happen. It's like it rolls out on state level. Then everybody gets really close to adopting it and then federally it just gets washed over.
I think, you know, not to kind of toot on this too much, but it's just like I don't think marijuana is the most harmful thing compared
it
to what's already legal, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
There's a big history with
crack.
That, but like you said, not to toot. Like crack.
Crack's not legal, Addy.
Crack is legal.
Is there like a crack legality map?
Yeah. United States of cocaine. Apparently, cocaine is too expensive to bring over to Australia, so we use meth instead. Like, meth is like a big thing. Yeah.
Whoa. I'm so sorry.
Imagine Brooke should have went to Australia.
Why did he react so bad? What was that?
Well, meth, I mean, at least like how I was brought up, like, meth is like the worst one.
Yeah, meth's pretty bad.
So it's like that jump. It's like, we don't have crack, so we substitute it with the worst one.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about which one's worse. I just know they're both bad.
Yeah, I know they're both breaking.
Bad. I mean, that's a good rule.
Uh-huh.
Drug bad. Don't do
it. Drug bad.
Speaking of, you guys told me there was a Breaking Amish show, and I need to definitely watch that. Like,
yeah, there's like a... There was an episode where I watched one where these two sisters, they like leave the Amish like life, and they're usually, when you do that, your parents like cut all ties with you or something like that, if I am understanding correctly. But their parents were like all right, they were like not too upset, they were a little like upset, but so they're like, they're going to a grocery store and they're like, wow, these groceries. I don't know. They were like really upset with like how some of the groceries were not as good as like how their food is, I guess.
Like, oh, like organically, food. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's what Trader Joe's is for.
I love Trader Joe's. I found out Trader Joe's is really cheap compared to other grocery stores.
I thought it was expensive.
I thought so too. But me and some friends, we were like, we went to Target at first to get groceries, and then we went to Trader Joe's after to get more groceries. And the Trader Joe's, like, we bought a lot more for at Trader Joe's for a lot cheaper.
Wow.
That's crazy. Also, what's crazy is the back-to-back grocery shopping.
Yeah, well, we needed a specific thing that they didn't have at Target. Like, Trader
that makes sense.
Okay. A group of friends.
Yeah. I love the Target. Like, Target in Australia is just a clothes store. Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, the last time we were in L.A., with me, Sultan, and Alex, so three Australians just living in one Airbnb, we were starving for days, and like, we just did not know what to grab. And then the fourth day, JJ comes in and lives with us, and then he's like, why didn't you just get groceries? Right, the Target's right there, like, next door. And we're like, you silly Billy, that's where you get clothes from. And then he takes us there, and it's just like massive amounts of food. Yeah. Like, extraordinary amount, like, even to the point where one of the shelves is just like a can dispensing machine, and I was like, what is going on right now?
Campbell's soup, baby.
I love hearing like non-Americans having an American experience and just being like, oh my god, it's big.
It's everything's big, everything's way too dense in calories. I don't understand what you're doing to the food.
I don't know.
The worst things. I mean, it's terrible. Like, the all around, it's like, yeah, there's things to be changed and updated, but like, it's even so, it's like always often the same reaction. It's like, oh my god, there's so much, it's so big, and it just charms me. I love it.
The same. I always get impressed every single time. I'm just like, I'm horrified sometimes.
What was better to you, or like, better experience, Walmart or Target?
I liked Walmart.
I love Walmart too.
It just had everything.
It
even had like a good board game section. I think that's like my benchmark. Like, if you
Muzz, speaking of which, I fucking made a board game. I made four board games,
he
actually.
You made four board games.
Yeah, got really high one night, and I was just laying there trying to sleep, and I just thought of a million board games.
Dude, please share it to me. I love board games.
It's called All for One. There's four players and one dungeon master. The dungeon master, and there's like spaces or mystery spaces, and the dungeon master knows those spaces. That's why you need an extra dungeon master. And once you beat the game once, you can no longer be one of the four. You can only be one. You can only be a dungeon master for a moment. Because once you know how to beat the game, you can't play.
Oh, like once you know the empty spaces.
Yeah, once you know, and you don't need to play again.
So it's like an escape room. Like, once you do it once, you can.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
this could be a video.
No, I didn't think about it. It could be a video.
Yeah, don't release too many of your secrets.
Oh, my God.
Listen, like, that's one of four board games. Okay, don't tell me the others.
Yeah.
Tell me later. That's hey, Walmart. Crazy. No. I've been like really getting into board games. So I would love to play some with you. I actually brought some from Australia. So you know, if we have time,
would you be down to play board Digimon card game?
You're gonna play Digimon.
You're gonna play Digimon.
You're playing Digimon.
Oh,
we're gonna teach you how to play it.
You went from asking a consenting question to then just telling me outright.
You're just gonna play Digimon.
No, you want to play.
We're playing
Digimon.
Dude, the card shop near us has fucking Digimon cards. Fucking finally.
Yeah.
My place is gonna be awesome.
Rush got me into Digimon card game. It's like new. Like the card game was made in 2020, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. So like there's not a lot of people playing it.
Andy.
What? Yeah, Andy.
Andy gets dragged into this as well.
Yeah, but
Andy,
but, like,
do you want to play Digimon? You're playing Digimon.
And I've never been a like card game guy. I've never really been huge into it. But Rush introduced it to me because he started learning how to play. And I was like, you know what? This is actually like a lot of fun.
Mm. I think we talked about this last podcast.
Did
too.
We? Did we actually?
Yeah, we actually did.
Yeah, we did.
Shoot. It's been so long. My bad.
Laddie really likes Digimon card game.
Oh man, it's been so long.
It's okay. I am keen. Like yeah, I definitely.
I want to. It's fun. We should play it.
Need more. You can. I got over my Pokemon Go addiction, but I'm looking to replace it.
Please need another addiction.
Honestly, I'm so behind. But you know how every gamer has like a, you know, games to kind of get back to list, right?
Oh boy.
I started kind of going through that and I finally started playing the Breath of the Wild.
Let's go.
This is my first Zelda game I've ever played in my life.
Whoa.
Me too.
You are a boomer.
No, I just grew up a lot on like Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, like a completely different subset. Mario, Pokemon, like everything but Zelda. And so when I played Breath of the Wild, I was like, this is a masterpiece game. How have I not played this? This is phenomenal. Like I've been having such a blast. It's like 60 hours in and I've not done anything. Like I've just been...
Yeah,
I
you're
just
really
do side quests.
Yeah.
You're starting at the top of the shelf for sure.
I'm interested...
And looking forward to your experience with Tears of the Kingdom. Because a lot of people say it's an upgrade, but not everybody.
Not everybody.
Some people don't like the new mechanic.
I'm a big fan of creativity and like exploration. That's like my main two things I enjoy. Like I've only been hunting shrines and just getting that like grinding through, as well as like climbing up random mountains to find Korok seeds. Like I have done barely anything in the game. But yeah. I've got like 125 Korok seeds.
I learned that you can't give me a game that has side quests because I will only do the side quests and I never end up finishing the game.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah.
I recently bought a game called Bug Snacks, and that's.
Oh, yeah.
Bug Snacks.
PS5 exclusive right there, baby.
That one, it's weirding me out, but I'm playing it anyway. Anyway, and so the other thing I'd like went to experience is something called Newbury Comics. Have you guys heard of that? It's like a chain in Boston with like a massive amount of like comics and manga, like so much. Like honestly, really cool for me because I was like, I'm gonna buy so much here, if only I could just take it back. But it was just like, you know, a cool pop store. It was similar to
what's it called again?
Newbury, like NEWBURY Comics.
I will look. Is it like a little scribbly smiley face man?
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia, not because I know it.
Oh, okay. Damn, I'm very excited.
Wait, you said you can't take it back?
No, it's just as in I can, but it's like I don't have enough weight to bring it back, unfortunately, because the you know manga is heavy.
Yeah.
Ship those bitches.
Oh, you might have been to one. I feel like.
Yeah, Newbury Comics, good stuff. Definitely, if you're keen for pop culture, definitely check it out.
Yeah,
I don't know if LA has. LA's probably got like a million manga stores, to be honest with you.
But yeah,
I'm excited to check out some. I mean, like I'm in California for next week, 20th to 23rd, for VidCon.
Mm-hmm. Wait, yeah. Only 3 days?
Is that only 3 days? Yeah. Okay. Fuck math.
Wait, what?
I have a server to invite you to now. Hold up.
Andy, 3 days?
I
want to
check out comic stuff. Yeah, I had a family reunion. That came before, and it was like you know, it's like a big thing, lots of family. So it's like organizing it was like impossible. So it's not like I can just be like, oh, I'll grab the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just like, and then 23rd is some like I have some events that I'm participating in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I do events, and then the next day 7 a.m. I'm out, which kind of sucks. But
you better be free the 21st, baby.
Yeah, I'm free the 21st.
All right, well, fucking join the fucking thing I just sent you, motherfucker.
Okay.
We're gonna kiss.
What?
Yeah. It's like the Digimon thing. You're just in it now.
We're playing the game first.
You want to kiss? We're gonna kiss.
Oh, you already sent me this. I'm in it.
Oh, well, fuck me then.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah, and so that it'll be fun. It'll be we'll hang out in person.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I'll be
Are you going to VidCon as like a creator, or are you like invited? Like, what's the go there?
Yeah, so like not too long ago, I messaged my manager and I'm like, "Are we doing VidCon this year?" Because the last couple of years there was this like goofy little pandemic that was happening. and he's like, "Let me check." And then he came back to me. He's like, "You are a featured creator now." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And then a couple of weeks ago, he's like, they like sent me some events and they're like, pick some. I'm like, So I picked two that fit within my schedule. And one of them is, it's not like an NDA thing. We can talk about this, right?
Yeah, it's on the website.
Okay, cool. It's like a Pictionary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is like a panel where people, it's like a Q&A. Like, what software do you use? Kind of vibe. Yeah.
I'll be in the back. I'll be like, let's go, Andy. Whoa. You'll hear me cheering.
Uses Adobe Animate, let's go.
Dude, I hate Adobe Animate.
Wait, you use Adobe Animate? You don't use Blender?
Yeah, I was in Blender. No.
I don't want to.
Sorry.
No, I don't want people to know that, because it's like it blew my mind when you told me that, like, well, I don't know about now, because I think it has changed because you started maybe hiring people. But before, you used to not animate. You had a rig.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say that's not animation. But it wasn't hand drawn.
Yeah. So in the beginning, there was Adobe Animate. Because I was most familiar with that. And then I started making YouTube videos. And then I was like using Adobe Animate. And I was ripping my hair out because I was drawing a circle a million times. Like, despite the really, really simple style, which was deliberate, you know, and the really, really simple animation, which was also deliberate to save on time, it was still like very repetitive. And I'm like, there's no way that I can't like get some more automation out of this if I'm just sitting here drawing the same circle like a billion times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I almost tried to make my own animation software, which I'm very glad I didn't go down that road, because that would have been just a nightmare. And then I found out Blender has like its own development suite, or it's like its own, like, you can, it has its own API. So you can like make code and then the code make animation kind of deal, which is pretty cool. And the more I got into it, so like I started using Blender, and the first video that I used Blender on, which was the Minnesota State Fair video. And you can really see, you can actually tell the difference, because I had the rig there. I started using Blender, figuring things out. I built a rig, which was just like my character. It's called an armature in the software. You make like an armature, which has bones, and you pose the bones. And then the character moves around with the posing. So there's no drawing. And in my mind, I was like, this is perfect. I can make like a bunch of pre-made poses, and then I can like do automatic bouncing, or like, you know, so there's like some animation aspects that I can like automate out, and this is going to save me so much time. I'm going to be able to make more videos. Mm-hmm. And you can tell it didn't start off very good, because of that first video was like super stilted. Like, everything kind of looked awkward. Actually, do I have my timeline right?
That's crazy. I remember watching your videos and I could not tell at all. Like, that was something I noticed.
Your own was critics, are you?
Oh, you're good. I have your like State Fair video up right now, just because I'm curious. And it looks a little like, I kind of get it, but I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
Really?
But yeah, without knowing otherwise.
I mean, like, for me, I, you know, like I see every little bump and every little change and I'm like, this is, yeah, like you're your own worst critic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But actually, you know, now that I'm looking at it, because I'm looking at it too, there's this really cool thing that Blender has where you can add noise to your lines. Ooh, it's a 3D software in 2D space. But like if you use this 2D tool and draw a line and add noise, it takes each point, each vertice on that line and like adds a little bit, changes the position a little bit. Oh. And you can, yeah. So like every time this thing moves, boil is basically the automation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's like Blender is like a powerhouse.
Yeah.
There's like so many other features that were like, I was trying to use, and you can kind of tell like as things go along, I update the rig and things like kind of turn out a little bit better. And then at one point I kind of figure out that like to like an arm is a stick, right? In my character style, it's just a line, point A to point B. That's it. And I'm like sitting animating one of these videos and I'm like posing this arm because it's got shoulder, elbow, hand. Those are the three points. And then in some cases you have like a wrist. So there's like more than 3 points. And I'm like sitting here posing everything. And like, okay, I need him to be like putting his hand on his hip. I will move every point to make that happen. And I'm like, this is taking a lot of time where to draw a line is like done. Yeah. And so where I thought I was, you know, automating things out and like cutting corners and like making the whole pipeline and process and workflow better, so I can upload more, I was actually going in the reverse direction. I was overcomplicating things, and I kind of figured out, because I have like a little bit of anxiety of like making videos and posting videos, I kind of figured out that this was my own form of procrastination. Like I was making this tooling and coding and all this stuff just to like, and it wasn't making a video instead. So rolled back and did what I should have been doing a long time ago, which was hire some animators who can actually kick ass.
Just real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
Why did you feel anxious about like making an uploading? Like what was the rationale behind that?
I don't know, really. Like, because I've thought about this for a while, but there's this really weird thing that I get. A weird guilt feeling when I post a video and I cannot read comments. I can't.
I can't do that either.
Yeah, I have Kelly read them for me, and they're all positive. Like, everybody's like, oh, another banger. Good job, Andy. Like it. Love it. But there's, like, I think it's maybe it's imposter syndrome or something like that, but, like, the level of views that I get and subs and whatever is good. Like, that's thumbs up. Good job. I'm happy with this stuff. But it definitely feels like what I have made does not match those numbers, and I think that's, like, a source of guilt or a source of... like, you know, like I should, like these numbers should be going somewhere else to somebody else who's like putting in like making masterpieces and stuff, like where I'm like making little cartoons.
You're
and
not Disney.
What's that?
You're not Disney. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I know. And that's, and like if people come back and they're always like, yeah, they're great. They're funny. Like people love them. And I tell myself that all the time too, but it's like there's, it's a weird like little like pit in my stomach that I can't seem to get rid of. And so I just muddle forward, you know, like I'll have Kelly read the comments and, you know, I'll hype myself up when I need to work when
things get done.
And, you know, I just trying to, I guess, eyes on the prize.
And I guess like with that in mind, you know, because you started saying that you hired people.
Yeah.
Did that help with that or did that at all or did that make that worse? You know,
that's a great question because it definitely has changed my mindset a little bit. Before, when it was just me, I had my hands on every aspect. It's just like, this is exactly how things need to be. My character needs to bounce at this spot. He needs to have this exact facial expression. And like, it was over perfection for sure. Even though like what my content is like far from perfect. Like it's a really, really simplistic style and stuff.
Hmm.
But, which I guess you don't necessarily need, like those things don't run parallel, the perfection and simplicity. But either way, it's helped me like remove myself a little bit where the whole thing start to finish is me. Now that there's other people involved, it forces me to let go and be like, you're not part of the 100% of the creative process. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So like if somebody does something, if like an animator comes in and they like try something a little bit different, that's not only okay, that's good. Like on the last video that I made, Chaos, she wrote like Yumby, Y-U-M-B-Y.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember
Yeah. Which I didn't think of and wouldn't have thought of. And we all loved it. And there's comments about it. They're like, Yumby. Like everybody liked that. And I'm like, okay, that's good. Like I'm forcing myself to learn like this, like a creative process that doesn't involve just you is like good. And that has its like own byproduct of like allowing me to, I guess, like let go a little bit. It's just like, you know, water under the bridge, life moves on. The earth still rotates, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And is that why you've gone back to Flash now, have you?
Yeah, so I was like trying to train everybody into Blender. And then like instead of starting from zero, all of these animators know their comfort spot is Adobe Animate. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I hate Adobe Animate.
Everyone hates Adobe Animate.
But if we want to hit the ground running, you know, like why not just go back? And it's working. They like... You know, they're actually outpacing me quite significantly. We're like, put down here's a board. Like, I have some boards, go to town, and it's gone. Like, right away, like, they grab it, they animate it, and like, a day or two, it's done, and...
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you've got Chaos and David, right? And they're fast.
Yeah.
Speedsters.
Caitlin as well. They're all, like, all three of them are just...
Yeah. Oh, Caitlin, yeah. Yeah,
fucking powerhouses. And I'm just like... Yeah. Now my next, I figured out that like this new problem that I'm facing is like I need to figure out how to manage. Before it was very content focused, which I still need to make content, but now I also have to like it's like a new like level of like being a creator, which is like working with other people and organizing my own life so that I can like make content at a rate that involves other people. Mm-hmm. And their schedules and stuff. So it's a whole new skill set that I'm running into. And yeah, like before, it's just kind of forcing me to move away from being worried about, oh, is everybody going to like this? Am I deserving of any of this? And now I'm trying to like, it's like, oh no, people need work. I need to make content. And it's kind of forcing me to just move away from that anxiety a little bit, which is good. It's maybe not like what a therapist would recommend.
Put dinner on the plate, or dinner on the table, I guess.
Yeah,
put
yeah.
On the table.
Works, table right? On the plate.
No, I get you. Like, you know, on one hand, you're swapping out one anxiety for another, but on the other hand, it's a net positive, right? Like, it's ultimately heading towards a more positive mindset about content creation. And I think as a YouTuber, you gotta have that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's...
Or else it would burn you out. It would chew you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love being chewed out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that's like one of the most fun parts about it. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize. Actually, recently, Jaden and James have both on their videos have outright said this, but like a lot of people don't realize how much collaboration actually happens behind the scenes. Some directly, as you mentioned, just hiring animators, people working on the videos directly, but even indirectly, you know, like sharing scripts, getting ideas for thumbnails. Whenever I don't know what to do, I just send like Rush, PJ, or like five other people a message. I'm like, okay, what can I do now?
What do?
It's crazy.
Yeah. God, yeah. And again, like, I mean, I said it a couple times, but I'll say it again. Like, this style is so simple that I'm committing to, and it's, I can't imagine like other channels that are doing more. It's like, I don't think I would have it in me to do that. Like, I'm already like at my max with this simple stuff because it is just like circle, square, line. Like, that's the maximum I'm drawing, but it's like every step of the way.
Yeah. You still gotta also think about like timing, keeping people engaged. It's more than just, you know, drawing the character.
Yeah. Like the whole retention thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sitting here like, like making a video about like eating food, about like mac and cheese and mustard, right?
Yeah.
Which was like two videos ago.
You're disgusting.
Which wasn't, actually not, it was not disgusting, surprisingly. But either way, it's like I'm doing like this really simple thing. Again, not Disney, but like I'm like thinking, okay, like should I cut this out? Will that lessen the quality, or is this going to like improve retention? And then the algorithm will gift me with more exposure.
I think that that's like a big thing. You know, not to downplay your accomplishments in any capacity. You know, Mr. Streamy winner over here. But as in, I think when I watch your content, I love it to bits. And I know as somebody who's, you know, talked to you, worked with you, we're not technically worked together, I guess, unless you count Mafia.
I was going to say,
but I've seen your pacing. I've seen how you work. And then when I think people have this idea that when they watch your content, it's like, oh, this guy, you know, he's funny, naturally funny, and then he animates and then he's out there. But I think the fact that you have just said, like, you actually plan out your content for audience retention, how much of that actually takes time? Like, do you give allocated time to decide that before you make a script, or is that something after the fact?
It's a little bit, it's all muddled, actually. So, like, I'll start with an idea and I'll script it. Then I'll, like, go through and I'm reading out of my head and I'm like, okay, so this needs a little bit more retention. And like, there's a bit that I'm like reading out of my head, like, oh, this is so funny. And then later I'm like reading out a bit and I'm like, this'll do. Right. Like, I can't think of anything better, you know, and the sponsor wants me to post this in like 3 days. So I'll just go with it. And then I will record it. And then speaking it out loud is totally different. I'm like, okay, the thing that I thought was funny is terrible. And the thing that I thought was amazing is not. Or the thing that was not amazing is, or like, it's, you know, better now that I spoke it. Or I'll like make a noise, like I'll be stressed when I'm recording and I'll just like blah. There was one line in one of my videos where I was just like, is that crazy or am I crazy? Maybe I'm crazy. That noise was just like something that just came out. Like, it wasn't scripted, it just like was. And then I kept it.
So
good. And it works. And then like the third stage, which is visuals, I will like, I'll think of something in the moment, so I'll have to go back and re-record, and then I'll scrap the thing that I thought was good and wasn't, and then, you know, something that wasn't supposed to be a joke now suddenly has, like, funniness in it because I've done some visual improvement, or, like, I've added, like, a visual joke that just kind of happens in the background. Mm-hmm. And so, like, all of these steps are all over the place, and I don't really have, unfortunately, a workflow that works. But I do try, you know, having retention in mind. So like one thing that I've learned is, like, I think this was from South Park. The writers of South Park was talking about this. If you have the beats of your story should always be but or so. Never and. So if you're like, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. It's a story, but it's kind of grating. But if you have a story that's like, this happened, but this other thing, so this happened. That's like that flow. And so I'm trying to keep these things in mind when I'm writing so that, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not making something that's like grating or.
Yeah.
There's a book called Storyworthy that I've studied a lot that has a bunch of tips.
No, that's a great. I love that as well. Like, there used to be a channel called Every Frame a Painting. They mentioned there was a video called And Then that I think mentioned exactly that same quote. It's fantastic.
No,
I think that's great because, you know, not to out myself here as a ice cream sandwich fan, but I remember when you first started making videos, you know, way back years ago now, holy moly. Where I watched it's been so long, I don't remember the name of the video. It's the one that starts with a cold intro of you entering a bus and then it's in space.
Public transit,
that's it, exactly it. And so I remember watching that and I was like, oh, who's this new guy, you know? And I watch it and I was like, this is one of the best cold openings I've ever seen. And unironically, and I'm not even saying this to like just suck up to you, I watched that opening 20 times minimum without exaggeration. Promise, like, because I was like, I've always been someone who looks at thumbnails, retention, it's everything, but I was like, the way you have just captured my attention to watch the rest of that video was perfect. You captured the tone, it was comedic, and you like you got the message right, and that like influenced every single video forward. Like you changed the way I made videos after
good.
That.
That feels good. Because
that's awesome.
Like when earlier when I said you're your own worst critic, like that super rings true for me. Like I'm picking apart everything, but like when somebody says like, "Oh, this is so funny," I blah blah blah, I quote it all the time or something like that. It's just like it's a breath of fresh air, because it's like earlier I'm like, you know, picking apart every little bit and feeling like, oh God, maybe I shouldn't be posting this. But like when somebody comes forward and they're like, specifically in person, they're like, oh, loved your video. Like that means a lot. So thank you. That's
no. As in like, again, I'm not saying this as a kind person. I'm saying this because it's true. Like it has literally changed the way I work. It's you know, kudos to you and your creation.
Thank you very much.
So this VidCon, I'm going to come up to you and say how much I hate your videos. I'm going to do all
No!
That was the worst funny joke I ever seen.
And then I'll laugh at, not your joke, but at Rush. your joke.
So your videos are great. I love them.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. No, it's good.
It'll be fun. I'll be out behind, you know, in the backstage supporting, you know, assuming I can sneak in. I've been trying to, like, I'm not going to lie. I tried to search you on the Free Chit Creators tab on vidcon.com, and I actually can't find you. So
maybe I lied. Maybe I'm not a feature creator. I'll go there and they're like, who are you?
No, God, I hope not. Please don't say that.
Well, no, I've been talking to my manager and he set everything up. Unless this is a massive prank. He already like got me flights and stuff. I don't know. Either way, I'm going to be there.
You go to the airport and they're just like, no. Like, right. Do you have a hotel? Like in the Hyatt?
I don't know which hotel actually, because he set it up for me.
Right.
So, I'll check.
No, fair enough. No, I'm excited. If you, I will be at whatever event that you send.
Thanks.
You do.
I'll try my best.
We have a Digimon panel.
You just want to play Digimon
on a panel.
Yeah,
why on a panel?
People need to be more exposed to Digimon.
We need to spread the word.
And so is the panel the necessary element there?
Yes. You see your favorite feature creators playing Digimon, and you want to be just like them, so they play Digimon.
It's simple math.
It's really simple math. Yeah. You make it out to be so simple.
I was going to go down during California time. What were we all thinking?
What do you mean?
What y'all want to do? What y'all going to do? Chillax?
In California?
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know.
I actually didn't think about it. Like, after VidCon, I don't know. I just assumed there would be, like, random shenanigans going on, and I was just going to tag along.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I tend to do. Whenever I go to VidCon, I tend to just follow the waves, especially if there's, you know, random parties. Sometimes there's like a Melee or Smash tournament, you know, that tends to happen, crop up. And then sometimes I just want to go like eat, you know, Cheesecake Factory.
Yes. It's
like a tradition. I really like their cheesecake.
I do too.
Dude, you're going to see
Zayden. It's my favorite restaurant. It's become my favorite restaurant because every memory I have at the Cheesecake Factory is a good one, because like we're either like all of us are together and reading at the Cheesecake Factory, or like it's my birthday and I'm getting treated at the Cheesecake Factory.
Not going to your birthday party. Stop asking.
Yeah,
I have yet to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Guess we're going.
I love their mashed potatoes.
What are you planning to do? Like, you're only here for 3 days, Andy. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah, God, I thought it was longer than 3 days, but I guess I'd also forgot how to do math. Definitely going to go to VidCon.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Well, we just talked about Cheesecake Factory, and that's great. I really want to get Crocs, and I've heard there is a Croc store, but I don't know, you know, no promises. Dude,
in Glendale, like, there's a good Croc store. It's really good.
I want some. When I went to Italy and worked on the farm, I wore Crocs, and I'm like, oh my God, I get it.
It's comfy.
Yeah, they're great.
Crocs or don't you? I don't know. I never wore them.
They're just like cozy. Slip them on, and they work, and they're ergonomic. I am not the best salesman.
Do you know what Yeezys are? Do you guys know what Yeezys are?
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
Kanye shoes, right?
Yeah. Crazy story. Like an actual crazy story, Rush. When I was with my uncle, he, and as we're like, as he's dropping me off to the Boston airport for me to come to Pennsylvania, he just tells me this story. He's like, oh yeah, you know, I used to hire this one guy. He was from India, and he was a big Yeezy fan. He had three pairs. And then he got deported and forgot to take his Yeezys. So I have them. Do you want one? And I was like, yes. Yes, I would like one, actually. So now I've got Yeezys.
Nice.
And I looked at the retail price of it, and it's like $750
USD. Just sell them. Just sell them. Don't even have to wear them. If you wear them, people will just call you a Nazi. Just sell them.
Yeah.
In Australia, no one even knows who he is, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
You live.
It was just a crazy. That's a crazy story that I'm like the uncle did not realize how what he just did and what he just had his hands on.
Can he be my uncle, or? I would love to sell that Yeezys.
That's crazy that someone just like passed off $700.
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, you know, you can just sell this for money. He's like, oh, you know, it's just shoes. I'm like, oh, yeah, but you can make money, you know?
Yeah, well, it's just being like, here, have my house. It's just walls and ceiling. It's like, well, you yeah. know, a little bit more to it than that.
No, exactly. So now I've just got a pair of Yeezys, you know?
Congratulations.
You better be showing that off walking around.
No, I'm really scared about, like, I got told, like, people get mugged for shoes, and so I don't want to wear shoes. So, if you know that, why are you telling me to wear
just wear at VidCon. You won't get mugged at VidCon.
Yeah.
Well, apparently people are doing crack at VidCon, so you never
That's true, but that's the thing. We don't snort Yeezys. Can't snort those.
This is first time for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eddie. No, look, I can't believe I'm gonna see everyone in a few days. Mm-hmm. That's like actually exciting.
Oh my,
it's less than a week.
Let me tell you something for the podcast right now, baby. Mm-hmm. Of the story. All right, listen.
Yeah, what's up, boy?
You fucking. So we got an Airbnb, right?
Spoilers. Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
And the Airbnb messaged me, and was like, "Hey, the pipes broke. We can no longer host you."
Oh, no.
No way.
Yeah. And so they were like, just hit cancel and we'll give you an extra $200 for canceling. We read the rules and we're like, no. Cool. Airbnb said,
you cancel on us.
Yeah. The rules on Airbnb said, do not cancel if the host is requesting you to cancel. They have to cancel on their end to get a full refund because we'll only get half.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that is insane. Wow, no, that's like hustling for sure. They will not give you the 200 if you do that.
Yep. Yeah, like, I had to insist because I was typing for him because it was like a whole thing. But I was like, no, I think you need to cancel on us. Finally, she gave in and then she canceled. But
and then the Airbnb like support page like, hey, they cancel on you. Here's like an extra $100 and we'll help you find a new place. They're like, oh.
The Airbnb like agent was really like responsive and like he was like, yeah, I'll be able to like look for you and like find some places that you would like around your budget.
Did we find a place? Because you've just told me that I'm going to be homeless when I go there.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, We did.
We did.
It's actually
no. That's gonna be how the podcast ends. Like we just
we didn't.